بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? ولله الحمد. Thank you very much for coming out. I feel I'm happy that you're all here. Let us get started. بإذن الله تعالى, looking at our study of the فعل, the present tense فعل, one more time. Okay. And what I'm going to do is actually I'm going to go back to what we were doing last time. First, to do a quick recap, and then بإذن الله build upon that. Let me share my screen here. Okay, so here is where we were last. What was it, Monday, right? Yes, alhamdulillah. And what we were doing was studying the present tense فعل. If I can just move this out a little bit, it'll be much better. There we go. Oh no, come back. Oh, boy. Perfect. Okay, so we were looking and we were discussing the present tense فعل. Okay, and we had firstly started by recalling the family one table for Alima, right? And in the family one table, or the family one, family members of Alima, we had remembered that the past tense was Alima. The present tense was ya'lamu. Command tense, chop, chop, becomes i'lam. Chop this, chop that, becomes i'lam. Masdar was al-ilm. The actor was alim. The acted upon was ma'lum. Okay? But the thing for us to take note of was ya'lamu, the present tense. And going forward, that's what we will do. When we talk about a fi'l, we'll talk about the fi'l in this way. Alima ya'lamu, in the past and the present. That's how you will describe the fi'l, past and present, and then we will be able to do the conjugation or do analysis of it, whatever it is that we have to do in our study. We do it from there. Okay, then we would take the fi'l, and we had from the ayat we found instances of it, and we put the instances in this table, ya'lamu, that was from the ayah, ta'lamu, which meant she, ta'lamu, which meant you, a'lamu, which meant I, na'lamu, which meant we. And the interesting thing is that once we had done that, we decided to also look at ayat where the R3 had a different tashkil. It had a fatha, and that is something that was quite unique. Because in a past tense, we did not see this. We did not see R3, three rows for he, right? We didn't see that for a pronoun. We had just he as one row, she as one row. And that is because the idea was that past tense was mabni. It didn't change. It was fixed. It was unaffected by what's around it. But the present tense, in fact, changed and was affected by the harf before it. Very similar to ism. You had ilmun marfu', you put harf jar before it, becomes min ilmin majrur. So that is what we did. Then we did a few activities with that fi'l. We looked at the harf of, harf nasb that makes the ism, or that makes the present tense fi'l mansub. And we looked at harf jazm, it makes the present tense fi'l madzum. And if you recall, madzum was the idea where the fi'l has a sukun on R3, okay? And the I can show you this. Yes. The marfu is where the status marfu, where the R3 has a dhamma. Mansub is where the R3 has a fatha. And majzum is where the R3 had a sukun. All right. So that is where we were last time. But that is, like I said, a part of our study, not the entire thing that we had studied. So now let us look at completing this, inshallah, our studies. Let us first do some practice, shall we? Let's do some practice. Let me copy paste this table here. Our goal is firstly to practice, plus look at Surah Fatiha. Number two goal is to finish the present tense fi'l conjugation table. All right, those are our two main goals for today, inshallah ta'ala. So number one, let's do some practice. Here is my the mini table, mini conjugation table. I am going to clear this. Now, all right. Okay. Let us look at the fi'il abada. Let's look at what is the present tense for it, shall we? The fi'il abada. What is the present tense for it? Let's look at that. How do I look at that? How do I know what is the present tense for the fi'l 'abada? This is the past. The present tense, just like the pattern in the family, alima ya'lamu, I start with the ya with a fatha. Then I have sukoon on R1. But then what? I don't know what goes on R2. And R3 right now takes a dhamma. It is marfu' as we stated. Abada ya. But now what is the tashkil on it? So I will, for that, look that up by typing it in the dictionary. And here I find what goes on my R3, people. What goes on? Dhamma. Perfect. So what would be the present tense of abada? Ya'budu. Very good. Ya'budu is indeed correct. The fi'l abada, ya'budu. So that's how we're going to do it. Okay. We're going to write the past and the present. And that's like the way we describe the fi'l. Okay. What does abada ya'budu mean? Well, let's look. It says to serve, to worship, to adore, to venerate, to idolize, to deify. Meaning, it means to worship, right? To worship, correct? Now, we're writing this as to worship. Do you know what is that? Because if I was to write abada, this is what tense? Past tense. Okay. How would I now translate abada? He worshipped. Thank you, Brother Bilal. Right? If I was to write the same, if I was to maybe go ahead and even write this, abadu. How would I translate that? They worshipped, right? You notice I'm including my actor and my tense. You see that? If I was to write Ya'budu, how would I translate this? He worships. You see now, right? Just to explain to you how it is that we will speak about the fi'l, huh? That's what we'll do. We're going to say past tense present is like a pair. Abada ya'budu, meaning to worship. Abada, he worshipped. You write this as abada, it means he worshipped. Ya'budu, he worships. The tense is included. Correct? But if I was to just write it as such, as if it's a dictionary entry, I'm just going to say to. Okay. Just an FYI, we're not going to get too bogged down by that. Okay, now, here is what we will do. We are going to use the word abada ya'budu and try to do the conjugation for it. Okay, so I would like you to firstly do the marfu part of this. Can I fit it all in? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually change this to PHP. All right, that's much better. All right, I would like us to, I'll start us off. I have ya'budu. All right. How would I say she worships in the present tense? Marfu'. Very good. Sister Umziya, try again. Look at the pattern. Pattern is ta, and then there's no ta at the end. Ta'budu. Correct? You gotta separate past and present. Don't mix it together. Two separate things. Okay. You worship. Ta'budu. Very good. Mashallah. Excellent. I worship. A'budu. A'budu. Very good. And then lastly, we worship. Na'budu. Excellent. Is that too difficult or is this good? Good, alhamdulillah. All right. Now, let's look at a harf nasb. Lan means will not. Lan means will not. All right. How would I say he will not worship? I'll make it mansub. Very good. Lan ya'buda. Okay, take a moment, please, and send me she will not worship, you will not worship, I will not worship, we will not worship, as a private message. All of these four as a private message, please. I'm going to All right, mashallah, we have a few entries, a few people typing. Jazakumullah khairan, brother Mushfiq. Very nice. Ahsan, brother Mushfiq. Brother Bilal, Ahsanta, well done. Shireen, mashallah, well done. Ahsanti. Sister Umziad, Ahsanti, well done. Brother Dober, Ta'abuda. Ah, very nice. Sister Michelle, Ahsanti, well done as well. Barakallahu feekum, that's really good. Thank you all for sending this, okay? I'm going to actually ask if somebody like to unmute their mic and chime in with me as I type it in. Someone like to do that? And then we'll read the whole thing together. Yeah? I'm going to just allow people to unmute themselves. Please go ahead if you'd like to join me. Okay? She will not worship. What would this be?
لن تعبد.
لن تعبد. Excellent. You will not worship. Same thing. لن.
لن تعبد.
لن تعبد. I will not worship.
لن أعبد.
لن أعبد. And then we will not worship.
لن نعبد.
لن نعبد. جزاك الله خير بدر بلال for participating in that. All right. Let's do the same thing for the فعل that is مجزوم. Let us pick a حرف. Now, there is one interesting note that I'd like to share with you. Okay, are you ready for that? Harf Jazm. Interesting note. All right. There is the word Harf Jazm for did not is what? On the screen, people. Lam, thank you. Lam. Oh, hold on. Lam means did not. What lam does is lam only applies to a present tense fa'il, okay? Meaning only comes before a present tense fa'il. It negates the meaning, okay? But then also there's an interesting and peculiar thing that I'd like you to notice, okay? I want to see if you can spot this. Sorry, I thought I had an example for this. I don't know where it went. Oh boy, here it is. All right, hold on. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm looking at lam. Yes, thank you. Sorry, Brother Bilal. Thank you for mentioning that to me. I can't find an example right now. Hold on. But let me get to one more example from... Hold on. Okay. Yeah, let's take Surah Ikhlas for now. Okay. Surah Bayyinah, thank you, Brother Mushfiq, for that mentioning as well. All right. Surah Ikhlas has an instance of this. Sorry, I'm blanking out for a little bit. This one is interesting because the R to the before it, there is some interesting things happening. But don't worry about that. Lam yalid walam yulad. Lam yalid walam yulad. You know, this is also not a good example. Sorry, folks. I had an example. I don't know where it went. Okay, let's look at this one. All right. This ayah right here. Can you spot where the lam is? Right here, right? Second word. Okay. What is the fi'l that comes after it? Yukhlaq. Now, do you notice at the end, at R3, what is on R3? Sukoon. Yay. All right. That is sukoon. What's the status of this fi'l, yukhlaq? It is madzoom. Perfect. All right. Now let's look at the meaning. The likes of whom had never been created in the land. Never been created. What tense do you think this is? What does it sound like? Created. Ah, it's the past tense. But I thought we had a present tense fi'l here. See? The past tense translation, but we're using a present tense fi'l. What's up with that? Meaning derived from the ayah, good idea. All right. Any emphasis? Okay, other ideas? Here is another important here is another word, lam. As you see, lam, after that there's a fail that's interesting. We'll explain that fail sometime later on. But notice the meaning was we were not. We were not. This is something you find now. Sister Mziyan makes the observation. Lam is making it past tense. Lam is making it past tense. Lam yalbathu. As if though they had not remained. Not remained again. Past tense. This is what the present. The past tense does. Or that's what the lam does. It changes, it comes before the present and fail. It negates the meaning. Okay? Let's actually list out some characteristics of it. It comes before past tense, it negates the meaning. And number three is it makes the meaning, or changes the meaning to past tense. All right? This is tricky because we're studying present tense fi'l. Okay? Yet, that's what lam does. Negates and changes the meaning to past tense. I'll show you some other examples later on, inshallah. Right now, I'm unable to locate some very interesting ones, but I'll find some for you during the tutorial. Now, similarly lamma. Similarly lamma. Exactly. The fi'l's form is present tense. But the meaning changes to past tense. This is something that happens with a few with these two harf jazm, lam and lamma. Okay, the others don't do that. Okay, now let us try. I'm going to ask you to try this with me and send this as a private message. I'm going to put lam here, which means did not worship. This would be lam. Lam ya'bud. Very good. Lam ya'bud. All right. Mashallah, Shireen, Zaklaka, excellent. Well done. You've sent me all of them. If you can send the rest, please, as a private message, it'll be really nice. Rest of these five. MashaAllah. Sister Michelle Ahsanti, well done. Brother Mushfiq Ahsant, Brother Dober Ahsanta, well done. Len Lam Ta'bud, yes, Lam Abud, Lam Na'bud, very nice. Sister Om Ziyad, also very good. All right. Jazakum Allah Khairan. I'm going to actually start typing this. Len Lam Ya' sorry, Lam Ta'bud. She did not worship. Lam Ta'bud. You did not worship. MashaAllah. Yes, I figured that's the terms, yeah. Lam A'bud. I don't worship. Lam na'bud. Lam na'bud. We don't worship. All right. That, folks, is how the that is how it works. Okay. That's how the fi'l in the present tense is marfu', mansub, and majzoom. Okay. Now, there was that note of the harf jazm. There is also a interesting note about the hidden pronoun. The hidden pronoun in all of these five, the pronoun in all of these five is a hidden pronoun. And the reasoning behind that is, this is how the scholars of the grammar qualify it. But actually, if you think about it, don't think about it just yet. Let's look at family one part two, and then I think it will make a lot more sense how the hidden pronoun in present tense is described compared to the ones that have a the ones that have a pronoun that is a letter. All right, let us look at those ones, inshallah. This is family one, present tense fi'l, part two of our study. Okay, part two was going to be they, you all, they both, you both, and you. There are five of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows of them. Okay, and there is a fancy name in Arabic for them called af'alul khamsa, the five fi'ls. Okay, before we dive into this, let us go to the last page. Okay, this page right here, combined. And look at this table. Okay, you look at that table, people, and I hope something interesting pops up for you. I hope what you see is three columns under the fi'l. You notice that? Column number one. Column number two. Column number three. Okay. Are these, is this the same fa'il? It is the same fa'il, right? And it's all what status? It's all marfu', right? It's all talking about ya'lamu. He knows, right? That's what it's talking about. Yet I made these three columns. And I have this table, likewise, for mansub. See that? And I have this table, likewise, for madzum. See that as well? They're all there. Now, why am I listing it this way? The reason why I'm listing it this way is because this is what this is how the present tense fa'ils is classified when it comes to how it shows its status. Okay, you've already seen this one. يَعْلَمُ تَعْلَمُ تَعْلَمُ أَعْلَمُ نَعْلَمُ. We've seen this already. Okay, now let's look at the ones where the actor is not a hidden pronoun. Okay, you have they both. They both is يَعْلَمَانِ. They يَعْلَمُونَ. They both feminine. تَعْلَمَانِ. This is a little complicated now. Because you have they both, but you start with a ta. Alright. Then you have they feminine. يَعْلَمْنَ. Let's start again at the top. يَعْلَمُ. He knows. يَعْلَمَانِ. They both know. يَعْلَمُونَ. They know. تَعْلَمُ. She knows. تَعْلَمَانِ. They both feminine know. يَعْلَمْنَ. They feminine know. Okay. تَعْلَمُ. You know. تَعْلَمَانِ. You both know. تَعْلَمُونَ. You all know. تَعْلَمِينَ. You female know. تَعْلَمْنَ. You all female know. أَعْلَمُ. I know. نَعْلَمُ. We know. Alright. That is how it breaks down. I would like, before we even start to examine this, I would like people to participate with me, inshallah, in reading this table together. If you can please unmute your mic, let us attempt to read this together, inshallah. All right, alhamdulillah, we have a couple of volunteers. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, I'm going to point and read, and then you read after me, right? Ya'lamu.
Ya'lamu.
Ya'lamani.
Ya'lamani.
Ya'lamuna.
Ya'lamuna.
Ta'lamu.
Ta'lamu.
Ta'lamani.
Ta'lamani.
Ya'lamna.
Ya'lamna.
تعلم
تعلم
تعلمان
تعلمان
تعلمون
تعلمون
تعلمين
تعلمين
تعلمنا
تعلمنا
أعلم
أعلم
نعلم
نعلم
ما شاء الله جزاك الله خير very nice thank you very much brother Bilal and I think Sister Shirin it was That is how it breaks down. Okay. Now that we've seen a bit of this, let us try to make sense of this. Okay. So I'm going to write for you line by line. Okay. They both. Okay. They both. And I'm going to only deal with marfu right now. Okay. Marfu. What is it? They both know. Ya'lamani. It is. Ya. Ya'lamani. Okay, what do we notice about ya'lamani? We notice that there is a ya, correct? With a fatha. Followed by what? Followed by whatever happens, happens. Then, what's on my artery? What's on my artery, people? Artery has a fatha. Right? Artery has a fatha. Okay. But is that fatha determining the status of my fi'l? Because it's a fatha, we're going to say it's mansub? No. Right? We're going to say no, it's not. Okay. Then followed by that, I have an alif, the sukoon. Followed by that, I have a noon with a kasra. You with me, people? All right. So what does this mean? This is my pattern. My actor is the alif. Okay? And my noon is my, the presence of noon means this is marfu. Okay, I'll write this. The actor is alif, sukun. Okay? Presence of noon means it is marfu. Right? That is what these af'alul khamsa are like. The actor is either, it's a letter before the noon. You see? The alif. Wow. The alif. The alif. The wow. And the ya. Hmm? And the noon, when it's present, it means that the fi'l is what? It's marfu. What do you think would happen when it becomes mansub? Just take a guess. The noon will go away. The noon will go away. You see that? The mansub version, the noon drops. Hmm? The majrur version, the madzum version, noon drops. See that? That is the interesting thing about this category of fi'l. That's why we're categorizing them in this way. All right? Because the way their status is displayed is fundamentally different than the way status is displayed for our first group. Let us look at this a little bit more in detail. Okay? This is my... This is the marfu' version. Okay? Ya'lamani. If I was now... to change this. If I wanted to change... they both... no to the mansub version. What do? I add a letter that makes it mansub. Okay, give me a letter that makes it mansub, people. A one that we looked at so far. That means will not. Lan. Thank you. Lan. Lam means lam isn't for the madzum, right? Lam. So let's quickly recap this. Lan will not. Lam is did not. Remember, lam did not puts it to past tense. If we weren't able to recall that, no problem. There, we just learned this today, so there's not an issue, inshallah. But let's look at this right now. They both know. I add lan before it. Okay. I add lan before it. Now, what do you think is going to happen? I'm going to add. I'm going to write everything the same way. Ya la ma. But then I'm going to drop the noon. I'm going to drop the noon. My pattern is the same. Ya with the fatha, followed by whatever else there is there. Then what's on my R3? My R3 has a there's an alif. No, R3 has a fatha, sorry. R3 has a fatha. Followed by an alif at sukun. And that's it. Okay. So here, what I have is the actor is still the alif. And the absence of noon means that it is mansub. That's the tricky part. Okay? That's the tricky part. The absence of noon makes it mansub. All right? Now, let's introduce also the madzum version. They both know madzum. What would that be? Give me the harf of jazm that negates and puts it in the present, the past tense. Lam. Perfect. Lam. Did not know. How do I write this? I actually write it the same way. Ya-la-ma. Ya-la-ma. And my pattern is exactly the same. R3 with a fatha followed by an alif. All right. And again, same exact notes. The actor is still alif at sukun. Absence of noon makes it what? This time it makes it, I'll try again. Madzoom. All right, that, folks, is this part two. Right, that's what we're doing right now. Right there. You see that? They both. Ya'lamani. Fatha, followed by alif, followed by noon. With the kasra. But we say the presence of noon is what makes it marfu. You put lan before it or an before it, a harf of nasb, that would leave everything the same. Everything remains the same except the absence of noon makes it mansub. And likewise, when you put lam before it, the absence of noon makes it madzum. Now, I know this is quite a bit. This is a lot of that's a lot of things to keep in mind. But let's practice a little bit more, shall we? Okay. Here I am. All right. Now, I'm going to change my pronoun. He and she, we're done with that. Okay. Let's remove this. We're going to do they both. Male. They both for the male. You with me, people? All right. Now I want us to try this. The marfu' version is ya'lamani. The mansub version is, let's add lan. What would it be, people? Try it. Perfect. Just drop the noon. Just drop the noon. La ya'lama. The majzoom version. What will it be, people? Lam ya'lama. Excellent. Mashallah. Well done. Let me copy and paste this fi'l. Well, let me copy paste this table. For another fi'l. Okay. So this is for Ali Ma Ya Lamu. Let's do for Abada Ya'budu. Shall we? Abada Ya'budu. All right. Ya'budu is he, right? All right. So I want you to make the marfu' version of it for they both, please. And you can write this as is. You don't have to write it in the private message. Just write it as is. MashaAllah, very nice. You're writing it correctly. Ya bu dani. Okay. By the way, I should fill in. My actor here is what? Alif with sukun. Right? Alif with sukun. Okay, great. People, you with me? Ya bu dani. Let us do one more fi'l just to add to this. Ja'ala. Ja'ala means what? He made, right? Ja'ala means he made. If I was to write ja'ala yaj'alu, I'm referring to it being the pair, right? To make. Okay. Ja'ala yaj'alu. Let's add to this they both make. Sorry, misspelled there, you're right, but they're yaj'alu. Thank you. What is it? Marfu version for the fi'il ja'ala yaj'alu. All right, mashallah, very nice. It is yaj'alani. You with me, people? Yaj'alani. Okay. Now, the mansub, what do I do? Let's add will not. What will not? Lan. Okay. Lan. Lan ya'buda. Lan ya'buda. Very good. How about yaj'alani? Will not make. لن يجعل Very good. Are you people okay with it? I know the hard part is to remember all the details, but right now, just let's do step by step first. Are you able to see the pattern? Yes? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Adum did not worship. Both of them did not worship. Lam ya'buda. Very good. Both of them did not make. What is that? Lam yaj'ala. Lam yaj'ala. Amazing. So far, so good. Alhamdulillah. Let us add to this. If I was to change the ya to a tha. I think that's a simple addition. Changing the ya to the ta. What that does is that it does a whole bunch of things. That's the same one. Ta malani is used for they both. But that's for the feminine. And it is used for you both, masculine. And you both feminine. This is like three in one, folks. They both. Feminine. You both. Masculine. And you both. Let me actually write it as this, okay? They, you, both, and they for the feminine, and you both for the masculine and the feminine. It's the pronoun, honestly, I don't expect you to know this right now. I'm just writing this here to show you how they're all together at this point. Don't worry about remembering this just yet. They both, yes. All right. Let's write it separate lines. What happens is the fa'il remains the same. The fa'il is still an alif. Okay. This part seems very tricky, but the easy part is this, the actually Arabic pattern. What happens? The ya changes to a ta. The ya changes to a ta, and it becomes ta la. Ma-ni. And everything else is the same. Lan ta lam ma lam ta lam ma, like that. Okay. Let's try it for a couple of other fa'il. Let's try it for Abada, Ya'budu, Ya'budani. They both worship. Let's do they both female worship. Or you both worship. When we say you both, let's just remove the gender because they're both the same. You both worship, that would be Ta. Bu-da-ni. Excellent. MashaAllah. Let's make also you both make what would that be, people? Excellent. Jazakumullahu khairan. Taj'alani. Taj'alani. Again, the actor is the alif with the sukun. All right. Now, if I was to say, you both will not worship. I will say lan. And the same idea. I drop the noon. Ta'bu. Ta'bu. Da. You notice how the alif remains, correct? Okay, now let's try with the you both will not make. Then. Antaja'ala. The pair, you know, in the Quran, the one where there's like, you know, they both or you both is rare. But for the sake of completion, we have to do this so that you've seen this. Okay? But the one that we will really focus on in our study and examples, and I'll give you the English and you give me the Arabic, is they and you all. These two. I'm going to cover these like just to complete our study, but the, you know, in tutorial on Monday, when I ask you, my focus will be asking you about they and you all, because that's the one that's very frequent in Quran. All right. Inshallah, again, we're going to present the whole table first and then reduce what ones we focus on, because that's higher frequency in Quran. All right, people. Inshallah. So don't stress too much about it, please. Yes? Okay. Now, you two did not worship. It's going to be them. Ta'bu. Ta'buda. Very good. And then you two did not make lam taj'ala lam taj'ala. You with me, evil? All right, now let's do the one. Let's get one more out of the way, which is slightly less frequency, and then we'll end with our higher frequency ones. Less frequency one, another one is you female, right? So we were talking about, you know, they both know, right? And they both know manzoob, and they both know madzoom. Now let's look at another one, which is you female know. You female know. For four. Okay. That is as follows. That is as follows, people. Okay. Ta'lamina. Ta'lamina. This is you, female. No, this is very unique. Mashallah, because, you know, let's talk about you, the female. So that's the way it is. Okay. Ta'lamina. What's the pattern? It is you, yes, ta lamina, you female. The pattern is as follows. Ta. Okay. Then followed by ta, you have whatever else root letters are there. Okay. Then finally you have R3. What's on R3? What is on R3, people? Kasra. Excellent. Then what do I have after that? What's my actor? If you were to follow the same pattern of yajalani tajalani, my actor is It's Yahweh Sukkot, right? And then I have the way I will tell something is marfu'. What is that? We'll just call it the noon. The noon for now, okay? The noon. And in this case, the noon has a fatha. The presence of the noon. Again, we will write this, inshallah. The artery, just like before. Right? Artery does not change. Correct? The actor is Ya Fitsukun. Okay? Similar to Alif Fitsukun, right? The presence of noon means what? Presence of noon means marfu'. All right. What would be the mansub version, just logically? The opposite of presence, drop the noon, right? Or the absence of noon. Are you with me? Let's write that. You know, the mansub version. Okay, let's put lan again. Lan. You will not, huh? Help me out, people. I will put ta la mi. That's it. Ta la mi. Right? What is the pattern here? Well, the pattern is I have ta with the fatha, followed by what? Followed by what, people? How about we don't worry about R1? Brother Bilal? Or R2? What do you think, people? If you were to say, doesn't matter, right? Right now, we don't care what R1, R2 have. And we don't care how many other letters they're there right now. Because right now, we're just focusing on R3. Is that okay? All right, then I have R3. R3 is the important one. R3 has a kasra, followed by what? Ya with the sukun. And that's it. That's it, right? Again, R3 does not change. Does it have a kasra when it's marfu'? Yes. Does it have a kasra when it's mansub? Yes. Okay. Kasra when marfu', kasra when mansub. Okay. The actor is still ya with the sukun. The actor is ya with the sukun. And the presence of the absence of noon means it is. So, you all plural. Oh, we didn't get to you all plural yet, Brother Bilal. We'll get to that. Okay, and the Majzoom version. Is the exact same thing. It's literally the same. Lan, we'll have to change lan to something like lam, right? But the kasra, when it is marfu, mansub, or majzoom, the actor is still ya. The absence of known means it's Majzum. It is you, but we haven't done the they and you all yet, brother Bidat. We're not there yet. We're going to come to that because the actor, as you see, is different. Right? The actor there as well. We're not there yet. Just not yet. Okay? Let us try this, inshallah, with our two fans. Maybe with our three fans. All right. Here I am. Let me add you, female. Okay? You, female. What do I get, people? You, female. That will be ta'lamina. Correct? Ta'lamina. Okay. You, female, help me out with this, people. Take a minute if you have to. You, female, worship. You, female, worship. Let's do like the marfu word first, okay? All three marfu. Ta'budina, thank you. Ta'budina, thank you. What's my actor? Yes, right? Thank you. Alamina, yeah, with the support. All right. You, female, make. Thank you. Taj'alina. Taj'alina. Yes? All right. What's my actor? Same, right? Yeah, it doesn't change. Perfect. All right, let's try. You, female, will not know. Len, ta. La take a minute to do this, people. Lanta lami. Lanta lami. You female will not worship. Lanta. Budi. Lanta budi. All right. You female will not make. Lanta ja'ali. Excellent. All right, let's go to you female will, you female did not know. Same thing, right? Lam ta. Lam ta'lami. Right? I'm not going to put the sukoon there because I'm going to assume the absence of a haraka, right, means a sukoon, all right? This is by default sukoon. You female did not worship. Lam ta'budi. You female did not make.
ما شاء الله. لم تجعل لم تجعلي. Are you people okay? Can we move on to the last part of this table? Okay, very good. Once we do the last part, we'll go back to the complete picture. This is by far the hardest thing you've done, okay? By far. And this is extremely, like, this is pretty advanced, alhamdulillah. Like, once you know this, your understanding of Arabic compared to, like, the average Muslim, and your understanding of Quran specifically, like, if you're in the mosque, you are, like, one out of maybe 100 people who know this. And I'm saying that anecdotally, but I'm pretty confident in that stat. You know why? Because even the Arab people who are ethnically Arab don't know this. There was, because I work at the mosque and the school here, and then I have a lot of colleagues and people who are from Arab descent, or they are Arab themselves. And, you know, they don't, that's not how they speak. That's not their language, like their day-to-day language. That's not what they do. And, like, it was funny, this one of them was telling me a joke. And I was like, wait, this is, should be the other way. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, it should be this way. But in Amiya, we say it in this way. So the idea is that it's not... like the language in the spoken one right now is very simplified, stripped down of all of the richness of the original Arabic that Allah revealed the Quran in. Okay? Now, if you don't study the one that Allah revealed the Quran in, then this, when you read the Quran, khalas, it's not like that part isn't even, doesn't even register with you. You see? So that's why. The original Arabic that Allah revealed the Quran in has richness, and what we're doing is studying those layers of richness. And that's why at this point now, when you do this, you are at a very advanced level, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fiqh, hayyakallah, brother Bilal. This is Fusha, yes. This is the way that is described Fusha. But I like to use the term the Arabic of the Quran, because Fusha also is like newspaper Arabic, okay? Fusha is also newspaper Arabic, which is more formal, but still isn't, in my opinion, the captured the version of the Quran and the subtle differences, which we can highlight later. Alhamdulillah, like I said, this is by far and away the most difficult thing we've done, okay? And alhamdulillah, you're able to keep up with it. My expectation is not that you can just rattle this off the top of your head. If I was to just give you a word in English and you tell me the word in Arabic, that's not the expectation. That is an expectation far down the road. Right now, the expectation is, if I give you a pattern, can you imitate the pattern to make the marfu', mansub, majzum version? That's expectation number one. Expectation number two is, if you were to see this in the Quran, can we spot it as the actor and the noon, and then can we translate it? Okay. And certain things, the expectation becomes higher. You know, like in the sentences, jumla, it's fi'liya. Now, if you remember from the tutorials and the last few classes before we started present tense, you know, the expectation for jumla fi'liya was much higher. I'm giving you a word that sometimes a fi'il, sometimes it's fa'il. I'm sorry, sometimes it's the fa'il, sometimes it's the maf'ul, right? That stuff was there. Zalamtu nafsi, zalamna anfusana, right? All that stuff was there. He helped him, nasarahu, right? Muhammad helped him, nasarahu Muhammadun. That was complex, and that was a little bit above expectation, but we were doing that in class. This one is also complex. And there's part of it that's above expectation, and part of it that's at expectation. I will continue to remind you of that, inshallah. Okay? The point of this whole spiel is, don't get down if you don't get it right away. Okay? Alhamdulillah. All right. So let's do, sorry, they, male, no. They, male, no. Thank you. All right. I'm just, my daughter was playing with some random stuff, so I was giving her the eyes. All right. Here, they know marfu. Ya'lamuna. Ya'lamuna. You with me, Evo? What is the pattern? I have ya with a fatha. Okay. Then predictably what? You don't care too much about what comes afterwards. Right? Don't care that much about R1, R2 right now. Okay? Then I have R3. What's on R3? R3 has a dhamma, right? Ya'lamuna. That's important. Okay? Is that different than the ones that was before? It is different, right? Excellent. And then finally, I have noon. Oh, sorry. I have wow. And then I have after that the noon with the fatha. Oh, yes, the wow with the sukoon. Sorry. All right. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. That's the pad. Ya'lamuna. Okay. Now I want you to notice something. I want you to notice that again, R3 will not change. Once you have Dhamma R3, it will be Dhamma. It will not change. Similar to the others before. But now I also want to observe something. Actor is wow. Before it, there's a Dhamma. R3 Dhamma. You notice that? The actor is Alif Sukoon. I meant this with wow with Sukoon, right? What was the, if the actor was Alif Sukoon, what was it? R3 had a fatha, right? R3 had a fatha. And the actor was ya with sukoon. What did R3 have? Kasra. Remember how our discussion of lengths? Right? A note, an observation on length of pronunciation. How long is this? Two. How long is la? Two. Sorry, I was actually going to say right here. Sorry, how long? Let's do this one. How long is ma 2, correct? And how long is me 2 as well, right? So do you notice how the R3's tashkil, right? Let's put it, let's write this observation. R3's tashkil enables the actor to be stretched to 2 units of pronunciation. Okay, this is an observation. All right. Do you notice that here, people? Ooh. Hmm? Someone heard that, they'd be like, what is he doing? Alhamdulillah, right? That is that. Okay, and of course, the marfu', how is it marfu'? Presence of noon, right? Presence of noon. Yay, alhamdulillah. Excellent. Let's make the they know, they male know, the mansub version, shall we? Let's put lan. They don't. And then you have ya la mu. Now, when I have this wow, that's my actor. I have to protect it, right? Miskin. Remember that? Protector Alif. Yay. It's back. That's why we studied it before. The protector Alif. Yeah. Whatever is there. Followed by R3 what? I think now you can confidently tell me what R3 has. Bamma. Followed by wow. And then the protector alif. We're going to add our protector alif as well. Lest it gets confused with the and. And our observation again is mansub is the absence of noon. Make sense? Everything else we observe remains the same. And lastly, they male know the majzum version is the same thing, right? I would have lam. That would be ya la mu. Correct? I would say that the same pattern, and the majzum part, the absence of noon is makes it majzum, right? And of course, the way we know whether this is majzum or this is mansub is by looking at the harf before it. Perfect. Okay, let us bring back our tables. And let's slowly add to this pile. We have a few minutes. I'm going to try my best to get to the end of this, eh? Because I think it's nice to wrap it up, huh? All right. They. They know. Marfu. Yeah. La ya'lamuna. Ya'lamuna. Correct? Actor waw with sukun. Perfect. They worship. They worship. Jamil. Ya'buduna. Wow, with sukun, right? They make. Yaj'aluna. Yaj'aluna. Wow. Perfect. Let us go and add they will not know. Or they do not know, sorry. They do not know. لن يعلموا right? They do not worship. لن يعبدوا And finally, they do not make. لن يجعلوا لن يجعلوا They did not know. لم لَمْ يَعْلَمُ You worked hard to get to this part. Let's finish it, please. they did not worship. لَمْ يَعْبُدُ They did not make. لَمْ يَجْعَلُ Amazing. Can we quickly add to this pile you all? Because it's exactly the same. Right? How? What would change between they and you? They You all that changes is that. So they know, I'm sorry. So they know is ya'lamuna. You all know. Ya'lamuna. Ya'lamuna. My actor. Still wow. Right? Still wow. You all. Worship. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. You know that ayah, people? Now you know. تعبدون is تعبدون. You all make. You all make Taj'aluna very nice Taj'aluna oh very good all right Lan you don't know you all don't know Lan Ta'lamu, right? You all don't worship. Lan ta'budu. You all don't make. Lan taj. Lastly, you all did not know. Predictably, you're writing this already, mashallah. Ahsantum, well done. Lan ta'lamu. Sorry, lam ta'lamu. You all did not worship. Lam ta'lamu. Budu. You all did not make lam taj'alu mashallah how does it feel people We're going to revisit this table now. Alhamdulillah. Let's read it together quickly. Ya'alamu. If someone wants to participate, and that's we're going to end with this, inshallah. You can unmute yourself, inshallah. Oh boy. All right. There's mom. Ya'alamu.
Ya'alamu.
Ya'alamani.
Ya'alamani.
Ya'alamuna.
Ya'alamuna.
Ta'alamu.
Ta'alamu.
Ta'alamani.
Ta'alamani.
The one we haven't done is Ya'alamna.
Ya'alamna.
You don't mind, let's go back again. I'm going to start here and I'm going to say the pronoun. He knows, and you say the word, okay? He knows.
Ya'alamu.
They both know.
Ya'alamani.
They know.
Ya'alamuna.
She knows.
Ta'alamu.
Ta'alamu. Hmm? They both know.
Ta'alamani.
Ta'alamani. They female know.
Ya'alamna.
Ya'alamna. Okay? You know.
Ta'alamu.
Ta'alamu. You both know.
Ta'alamani.
You all know.
Ta'alamuna.
Very nice. You female know.
Ta'alamina.
You all female know.
Ta'alamna.
Ta'alamna. I know.
A'alamu.
A'alamu. We know.
Na'alamu.
Na'alamu. Very nice, mashallah. As you can see now, how we all have this together. Right? And as I hope now it becomes clear to you why the separation between this column and that column, inshallah. All right. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming out, participating. I hope this was a good... this was, like I said, one of the hardest things that we've done so far. But I hope it wasn't super hard, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. I will see you all on Saturday. We'll practice more. We'll look at some examples from Quran. And then on Monday, we will finish our table and look at some more examples focus and revisit Jumla Fi'liya. All right. Thank you very much. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.